Today's Mishnah in Masechet Shavuot is Perek Gimel, Mishnah Chet, if I'm not mistaken. Would you all agree with me? Okay. In bonin madrigot al pi hageayot erev shviyas, mi shepasku hageshamim. Now, I must tell you that your natural take on the Mishnah, anybody who has lived in Eretz Yisrael, immediately relates the Mishnah to terracing, right? That's what it seems to be saying. The madrigot along the edges of a mountain as it goes down to the valley. So therefore, it would be saying in the year before Shemitah, if the rainy season is completed, so then why are you now terracing? Obviously in preparation for planting during Shemitah. So therefore, you should not build a terrace. Anyway, amazingly, even though this is your natural take on the Mishnah, very surprisingly, the only one who has this take, there's not a single one of the Mefarshei HaMishnah other than moderns who put out their own Mishnayos, professors and so on. And that's how they read it. That's a double pasha. But the Kabbalah of the Mefarshim on the Mishnah is that it's talking about literal madrigot. It's talking about building stairwells in order, because what people would do is they would build these stairs that would allow them to get down into the valleys where there would always be water that was left at the end of the season. As a matter of fact, this was not only water that was left at the season, but it was water that was often dammed up, which you see, you know, take a look at in Kerem, you have that beautiful, exactly that gorgeous, enormous dam at the bottom of the hills that are from Har Nof on one side and in Kerem on the other side. The water lasts for many months because it's dammed up there. So they would dam it up and they would build stairwells in order to allow the hauling up of water to be used for the sadeis. Why are you doing this now? It's not usable this year. You must be doing it now because you plan to use it during Shemitah. And therefore, it's usur. Masha Enken, during Shemitah itself, if it's already after the rainy season in Shemitah, then you're obviously just building a stairwell for after Shemitah. That's perfectly okay. And therefore, Boneu b'Shviyit mishepasku hageshamim, mitbeshu mitaknan l'motzei Shviyit. Anybody who sees you says, oh, this guy's getting ready for after Shviyit, but he's just doing construction. There's absolutely no isser in that. Then we also need to talk about whether you're allowed to dam it up. Can you be someich be'afar? So if you have, let's say, you have a dam, but the dam is made of like loose stones and stuff that have been piled up over there. That often happens just naturally. The water doesn't flow out right away. But what you want to do is you want to make that much stronger and watertight by putting some mortar into it or afar that would seal it up completely. You're not allowed to do that. Lo yismoch ba'afar, because then it looks like you're trying to use the water that's there. But you can make a basic chayitz, also chayitz, that's not really waterproof, and it just stops the water from running out so quickly, that you can do. Now, any time that you're doing this kind of building, are you also limited, the way we've been learning in the Mishnayos up until now, are you limited in what type of stones you can take out of the field in order to do the construction? You're not. Why? As long as what you're taking out is directly next to the area you're building in, there's no limitation, because there everybody sees. The guy's walking over to the stone, taking it up and putting it into his stairwell he's constructing. What, I have to have dafka, these gigantic stones? It's obvious that I'm not dealing with the field, I'm dealing with construction. So over there, kol even, sheyacholif shotet yado litla, if you, while you're building, you're able to pick up a stone from the field, you can absolutely arezo to natel. There's no limitations on the size. And therefore, even if it's a small stone, which is useful for the sada, nobody is going to think that you're involved in sikul hasada for shviyas. That's for sure. Next Mishnah, Paragimel Mishnah Tet. Okay, so we talked about, up until now, we talked about the idea of not removing smaller stones from your field, unless you have a machzev or you have a gader, and over there it's clear that this is an industrial-sized effort that you're making over here, taking out these enormous building stones or taking down an existing stone wall. So we said that you can't do that. However, even if you don't have a machtseh, it is mutter, even from your own sada, to take a certain size of stone. And that would be avnei katef, which we'll talk about the definition in a moment in the Mishnah. But avanim that are carried on your shoulder, which sounds like it would need to be actually put there, somebody helps you carry it on your shoulder, and it's that big, but we'll see that it's machlokas, how we define avnei katef. You could take that anywhere you want. It doesn't have to be next to an active construction. It doesn't have to be someone else's field. That you're allowed to do even from your own field. V'ha-kablan, if you are a kablan, this would be the modern sense of kablan, is that you're a builder. You're actually a professional builder. So over there, nobody is choshed that you're taking it in order to work in the field. That's how most of the Mefarshim understand it. The Rambam understands it in its classical format, of course. A kablan, in the sense of a field, is somebody who is mekabel the sada. It's mekabel the sada by risud, for shlish, for revia, and so on, right? So the question is whether someone who is mekabel the sada, is this a kabbalah of the sada to give it a din that it's as if it's his? Or are we going to be mater it if he needs his own avanim? Is it as if it belongs to somebody else? So there what it's saying, the Kablan, just because you have an interest in the Sada, because you are able to use it, the Shlish, Ravia, whatever, that doesn't include, it's not included in the Gezerah not to remove stones from your own Sada. And that, a Kablan can always take it out. That is the classic way of understanding it. I think that's pure Rambam. Ve'iluhin avnekate. For what do we mean by saying it's stones for your shoulders? What that means is a stone, any stone that is so big that you couldn't carry it in one hand. So you've got to carry it with two hands, and that way you would be putting it on your shoulder. And that would be the partial meaning of Avnei Katev, according to Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Yossi says, no, it doesn't say Even Katev, does it? It says Avnei Katev. So Avnei Katev would mean that even if you would pile up these stones, right, you take a number of them, you put two or three inside of one of these leather holders, like you see the Arabs doing, you put it in and you put the whole thing over your shoulder. That's also mutter. It's not the measurement of the exact stone. So Rabbi Meir is very machmir, that the particular stone that is mutter to take, you would need your entire shoulder space or both strength of both your arms to carry only one of them. Now, we talked before about taking apart a wall. How about if you're building a wall, and this wall is between your field and public property, the street or places where people can be found? Over there, if you need to dig a deep foundation, there's no problem. Why? Because everybody understands that the last place in the world that you would want to be making in your field for a special planting is the place where everybody's going to be stealing and trampling it. So that's crazy. So it's obvious that if you're digging there, you're not digging for agricultural purposes. You're digging in order to be able to protect it. And you plan to put a wall there. And therefore, mutar lahamik adasel, and go all the way down to bedrock. Even though, oh my gosh, the guy is taking shovel full of dirt. Isn't he doing something agricultural? No, of course not. Question is, of course, what do you do with all the dirt? Now you've got a lot of topsoil. So are you allowed to spread the dirt? Because spreading the dirt is itself similar to harisha, because you're preparing now the soil for planting. So what do you do with it? Maya said afar, what can you do with that dirt? You can't put it into your field, because that really would look very suspicious. All you can do is sovro b'rishut harabim. As you're digging, you throw it into the Rosh Hashanah. How are you allowed to throw dirt into the Rosh Hashanah? Because afterwards, you bring a tractor and you smooth it out, or you put it in some other place where it's not going to disturb people, so you can be mitakein afterwards. And therefore, everybody sees that you're not doing anything into your field and that you're only moving it around in order to help the Rosh Hashanah. And so there's no chashash. Divi Rabbi Yeshua. And that's because Rabbi Yeshua's shita is, as we've seen elsewhere in Baba Kama as well, that Rabbi Yeshua holds that you are allowed to make temporary problems during construction, which you will fix afterwards, and that is part of the heter of building. But Rabbi Akiva says, You cannot be mekalkel rishus arabim anytime, okay? And in the same way, you can't go and make a bar rishus arabim saying that, okay, well, you know, give me a day to finish up my new sewerage system and let everybody fall into the bar meanwhile. You can't do that. So if you can shave she'ein mekalkelin rishus arabim, the same way you don't have a right to be mekalkel, you don't have a right to fix it after your mekalkel by doing that on purpose in the beginning. Who gave you the right to do something that then will require a tikkun? I don't care how much time it is. So therefore, according to me, what should you do? Maya seba afar, if you're not allowed to dump it, so what are you supposed to do with it? You treat it as if it's a compost heap. And in the same way that you are allowed to pile those up a certain amount, right? We have three piles, and each one has to be three letech, and so on, with whatever the machlokas was over there between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. This applies in exactly the same way. So v'ro b'toch sedeo k'derech ha-mizablim. So in the same way that you can make people aware of the fact that I'm not putting this zevel there in order to spread manure, I'm putting it there in order to have a compost heap, and I'll use it ultimately. The same thing is true over here. I'm not putting this topsoil here in order to spread it, as long as it's done in such a way that there's such large heaps and there are not too many of them. So people will take the same understanding from that as they would have done for a pile of zevel. Now, this is true all the time. This is true all the time, this machlokas between Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Akiva. It's not limited to over here, because anybody who is chofer, a bor and a shiach and a mahara, no matter what, does that have to do with shvias? You cannot, according to Rabbi Akiva, cause temporary damage to the rishus arabim. Whereas according to Rabbi Yeshua, you have a right to put it there as long as you've got a tractor ready to move it away afterwards. That's how almost everybody understands the closing of the Mishnah. Masha Enkin, the Rambam learns that this last thing is continuation. It's not referring to all years, it's continuing to Tony, because the Rambam's lashon is achofer bor shiach umara b'shviyas, that we have sover the offer. It's not a question whether you're allowed to be makalka, that's a davar pasha. But what he's saying is that whatever the reason is for your need to dig, so that we gave you the heter at the beginning of the mission of digging where it's dafka close to the rishus arabim. But the truth is, whatever it is that you're digging during Shemitah, you would have to be careful, according to Rabbi Akiva, not to put it in a public area where it was dumped, and that you would have to keep all of the dinim of zevel. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, you would be allowed to dump it as long as afterwards you would smooth it out and make everything beautiful. Hadran Allah be emasai. All right, tomorrow you'll give us your fantom, that'll keep at the edge of your seat. And Baruch Hashem, we were zochet to finish yet another parak in Masechet Shviyos b'siyata d'shmaya gemura b'simcha gedela u'be'avas chesed. Kol tov, everybody.